It's never good to get a call from the police first thing in the morning. With summer in full swing, I didn't have to get up early to get my kids off to school. My husband Chris had already left for work, so the phone call from Detective Harris, a.k.a. Dimples, woke me up. "Hey, Shelby," he said. "Did I wake you?" I checked the time. Since it wasn't 8 o'clock yet, I decided to tell him the truth. Yeah? "Sorry. There was a murder last night. We brought in a suspect, but he's insisting that he didn't do it. I could sure use your mad skills right now." Dimples is one of the few people who knows my mind-reading secret. I tell most everyone else that I have premonitions to explain what I do. That might seem like a cop-out, but I call it self-preservation. Plus, most people would freak out if they knew the truth. Who knows what would happen to me then? It's bad enough that a mob boss, whom I call Uncle Joey, knows my secret and coerced me into working for him. His hitman, Ramos, also knows my secret. He's one of those hot, sexy men that have women drooling just at the sight of him, me included. But since he saved my life more than once, I can't complain. Still, I hate to think what would happen if anyone else found out, and the lengths they'd go to use me for their own purposes. So, I figure that the fewer people who know the truth, the better. Okay, I'll get ready and come in, but it will be about 45 minutes before I can get there. That works. Thanks. See you soon. He disconnected before I could say another word, probably so I couldn't change my mind. I let out a sigh, remembering the day it all began. I'd been shopping at the grocery store for some carrots and got caught in the crossfire of a deranged bank robber. I took a bullet to the head. It was a minor injury, but it had left me with the ability to hear what people were thinking. Dimples was the detective assigned to my case back then, and ever since, I'd been helping him off and on with his hardest cases. His name is Drew Harris, but because he has these amazing dimples, my nickname for him stuck. He doesn't mind it too much as long as I'm the only one who calls him that. Since I didn't have time to shower, I washed my face and tried to tame my long golden locks. My kids were still asleep, and I mentally went over the list of things going on today. Josh had to be at the country club at 9:30. He has the amazing job as a lifeguard at the big pool, mostly because of Uncle Joey's influence. He's only 15, so he doesn't drive, but he can ride his bike since it isn't far. At 13, Savannah could take care of herself, and since we didn't have plans for the day, it was easy for me to be at anyone's beck and call. Today, it was Dimples. Tomorrow, it could be Uncle Joey. I also had my own consulting agency, mostly because I felt it my duty to help people, since I had this crazy ability. But thankfully, I didn't have a lot going on there at the moment. I woke my kids up, explained that Dimples needed me, and grabbed a granola bar before hurrying out the door. My kids were getting used to my crazy work hours. They knew I worked for Uncle Joey and the police, but they didn't know I could read minds. They believed the lie that I had premonitions, and I hoped that they never found out the truth. Just thinking about how that could change things between us sent dread spiking through my stomach. My husband, Chris, had a hard enough time knowing I could hear his thoughts, so I was pretty sure my kids would hate it. I parked at the precinct and hurried inside. Dimples caught sight of me and let out a relieved breath. He was thinking that he'd made them wait to charge the suspect with murder until I got there. But the pressure from the prosecuting attorney's office was getting stronger by the minute. "Glad you're here," Dimples began. "Let me tell you what I know."